Welcome to a new episode of Watch It Out with Jay and MJ. I'm Jay.
I am MJ.
At this point, this is basically just a hobby. Like, we're just doing it whenever we feel like.
It's been a rough, like, year and a half.
No schedules. With our schedules. We're just like, sure, I'll do it. Sure.
So many things constantly keep changing. It's very hard to, like, steadily keep recording.
Yeah. The writer's strike is over.
Whoop, whoop.
Which means everything's going to be a year and a half late.
Which is actually a lot less than I thought it was going to be.
I know we randomly talked about like doing a party of three of shows we were most looking forward to returning. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that, but I did want to say when you said that there was the first show that popped in my mind.
Stranger Things.
It was Stranger Things because it was already going to be like 2 years anyway because it came out last summer.
Yeah.
So it's already been like almost a year and a half. It was already going to be like 2024 before it came out. I'm like, damn, is this going to be like 2025 now?
Mine was Wednesday. Was the first one popped in my head.
Really? That's the one you were like super excited about?
Well, because I haven't finished or watched all Stranger Things.
Okay.
Well, name some other big ones that were postponed due to the strike.
I mean, I don't know, but Stranger Things is the first one that popped in my head. Nothing was wrong with Wednesday. I'm not saying anything. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing it.
I'm just saying
that was the one.
Well, it's because it's also one of the ones I was made aware of that was postponed because of.
Oh, because I was like, where's Reacher season two? Like that was in my brain, which is probably already done maybe, but that was in my brain.
I think a lot of these things either rushed out.
I need more of that man in my life.
I know some shows, there's the one that Disney Plus is doing. Did you ever hear of the Percy Jackson series, the books?
Yeah, I heard of it.
They're releasing a TV show on Disney Plus, but it was supposed to come out in 2025. They actually pushed it to coming out, or I mean, not pushed, but they accelerated the release date, and it's coming out December 2024.
Means we're going to get some really shitty graphics. Bit shit, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's a bit shit. But in this interim, have you watched anything weird? Like anything that you never would normally watch.
Ooh.
Not that I never would normally watch, but I've been digging into some things.
See, when I'm bored, I go to YouTube and watch like cooking tutorials and videos.
Oh.
So like not like shows per se.
Oh.
But like give me an example.
Like I randomly decided to rewatch Will and Grace.
Because
I don't remember actually watching that show all the way through. I remember seeing episodes. I
mean, Suits was kind of what I went back to.
I thought about it, but I just was like...
Well, then I thought about doing White Collar, and then I can't do them both together because then I always like tend to go towards one, and I forget about the other, so I had to like sit down and watch one.
I saw Will and Grace, but I also started watching The Neighborhood for some reason.
Is that any good?
It's cute.
Okay.
See, I love to shit on Arnold. And I obviously Cedric the Entertainer, and I like Max Greenfield too. It's all right. It's all right.
I watch clips of it on TikTok, and I think it's always funny.
Yeah, it's all right. But the kicker is this show on Netflix called Sweet Magnolias.
Oh, I started watching it.
And it's got Chris Klein from American Pie fame.
You realize that we had that on the list to watch back when season one came out originally.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm glad we shit that shit down. And it's got Heather Headley. Do you know who Heather Headley is? She actually used to be an R&B singer way back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I watched the first half of the first season.
This show.
I watched up to where she started dating. The girl from Reba started dating the, like,
or was, I don't know who that is.
The blonde-haired girl, the white girl, the main girl.
Maddie?
Yeah, she's from Reba.
Redhead? Okay.
Yeah.
You start dating Cal, the hot coach.
Yes. I got up to work. Yeah.
I know what I do to review this show, but this show is so, bless her heart. I'm like, oh my God.
You know,
are you
book
fucking
series.
Kidding
it's
me?
It's a book series.
Don't give a shit. Like, I'm still watching. Am I still watching it? Yeah, I hate watching it. I'm stargirling this show. I take that back. I wish we had done this because I would have ripped this show up hard.
You love a shitty show.
I don't love a shitty show, but I don't like a show to be shit. Bit shit, isn't it?
That's our
quote.
Oh my God. What's the episode we haven't done in so long, or the type of episode where it's one we binge watch, just like, but it's one that was like
hot off the binge.
Yeah. Like you could be this because it's a shit show and you binged it.
You guys, like, I mean, I'm just out of season two, but like Jamie Lynn Spears is in it for whatever reason. And like,
oh my God. I didn't know that.
Like she was. That's her.
Which one?
That's the woman that Maddie's husband cheated her with, the pregnant girl.
Oh.
That's Jamie Lynn Spears.
No. Oh, my God.
Of Zoey 101 fame.
I didn't even recognize that. Wow.
You guys, this show, I guess it's about these three women who live in, like, this small town called Serenity.
Have you ever heard of the show Heart of Dixie? It reminds me of that.
I have heard of it. I never watched
it. Emily and Sarah watched it, and that's the one that reminds me. It's Heart of Dixie.
I'm like, I don't need to watch Southern White Women in Distress. Like,
I live it.
Like it's ridiculous. But they go to church every, like, it's obviously like they go to church every week and they say bless your heart. And they say, mm-hmm. Oh, let's pray. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with any of that, but it's almost so like, and maybe it's supposed to.
Which one's the lawyer? Because there's a chef, a lawyer.
Heather Headley.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
The black one.
Yeah.
And it kills me because I'm like, I saw an episode the other day where she's like depressed and shit, and she's dealing with everybody else's bullshit, and she starts walking slowly down the hallway, and she starts singing Jesus hymns to herself, and then she like that like peps her up, and she like starts walking really fast, and I'm like, okay, so a Jesus hymn just gave you life? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's stupid. It's dumb.
Don't hate on
her. And the acting is horrible.
Let her do her. Actually,
the best actor in the show is really Heather Headley, to be fair. She really is the best one out of all of them, because the rest of them suck.
Can we talk about the chef?
What about her?
Like just like her character. Why does she
hate her daughter?
Yes.
Like, why does she hate her? She's such a bitch. Her little girl's like, I have good grades. And she's like, I don't give a shit. And it's like, okay. So, and she's working at your restaurant without pay.
I have to ask. Did she, because I can only watch half of one season. Sorry,
guys, this is a real tangent, but I hate.
Do they go into like the chef's past? Was she like a bad girl and she's worried her daughter's going
to
do the same thing?
Kind of. I think so, in a way, not really. They've kind of alluded to it.
Okay.
But then the other weird thing is that young chef that's in the kitchen with him.
Yeah.
He's trying to find out who his mom and dad are.
Oh, I didn't get to that part.
That comes out of nowhere. Like, because he thinks that Chef Eric is his dad for whatever reason. So. It's so stupid. And then later in season one, he thinks it's because whatever her name is, the chef lady, she's being real nice to him, and he's like, are you my mom? Like, it's like, he's just
Mommy?
Approaching randoms. He's approaching randoms that he works with and saying, you know what? You're a nice person. Are you my father?
Could you imagine him just walking on the street, Mommy? No, Daddy?
And to be fair, that chef lady, yeah. There's nothing wrong with her. She's a bigger lady, but she's pretty.
Like, why is that the first thing you gotta go towards?
Because I'm about to explain something.
Okay.
Because like she's got a gorgeous face. She's not even fat. Like, I don't think she's big at all. But like, I'm like, you're telling me this woman has pulled all these hot ass men. Like everybody. Like her ex-husband shows up.
Hey.
He's fucking gorgeous. That man with the co-op with the fruit. You don't know that yet.
Look,
there's a man named Jeremy that has fruit, and he takes her on a car ride. He's like, yeah, we're going to fuck. And then Heather Headley pulls that one man who's cute, but he's not as cute as the people that the other girl is pulling. Or Maddie. They gave her the bottom of the barrel man. And the bottom of the barrel man is still a good-looking man, but the chef, she's pulling tens. Look, Maddie's pulling tens. Heather Headley is over here pulling a seven at best.
You don't know what she can do in the bedroom. She may bring it.
But I'm trying to figure out why Heather Headley can't get somebody who's hot. That hot.
Maybe she thinks the other guy's hot. Maybe she thinks she's as hot as the other guy.
They're not. I'm telling you objectively. But
that's your subjective opinion.
I'm telling you objectively.
Subjectively.
I'm telling you objectively. And plus, how infuriating is Maddie? Like, I know that, I know that she was cheated on and her husband got like a lady pregnant.
Yeah.
But she's fucking obnoxious too. And her son Ty is obnoxious.
I don't remember the son.
Ty, the older one, the one who plays baseball. He's a dickhead.
Because the coach like comes over and he's like, what the hell are you doing?
No, I just don't like him. And to be fair, I'm going to tell you that my two favorite characters in the whole show are Heather Headley.
Yes. Well, obviously, you've talked about
her
the most.
She's the one black character. And I'm going to say Kyle, the younger son, even though he's a kid, he's the most rational kid out of all of them.
Okay.
He's like, I'm in theater.
I love a rational kid. Like a kid who sits there and like knows, like just like beyond his years knows.
Not beyond his years. It's just the stuff that's plaguing him makes sense. Like he likes a girl.
Yeah.
There's that weird triangle thing between him and Annie and Annie and Ty. Like,
oh.
Annie likes Ty. Kyle likes Annie.
And Ty doesn't like either of them?
Ty doesn't like, Ty is Kyle's brother.
Yeah.
But Ty, I don't think Ty likes Annie. But Annie doesn't like Kyle because Annie likes Ty.
So it's kind of like it's not really a triangle, it's more of like a progressive line.
It's like a straight line.
Yeah.
A parallel line.
Like, can you draw six parallel lines? Well, parallel to what? Each other? No. But not all going the same way.
It's like We're gonna move on, but like can I spoil the end of season one for you?
Sure.
Like, so they go to like a prom party or something, and Kyle's finally kind of getting over Annie.
Okay.
Because Annie went to the prom with some other dude, so she's kind of finally starting to get over Ty. Yeah. And Ty went to prom with some girl named Cece, who's like a bad girl, but not really. And they went to the other star pitcher's house. For party, but mm-hmm. Kyle was there with the pitcher's sister Nelly because she thought Kyle was cute, and Kyle was like, ooh, and they were gonna play video games because they were gonna be gone all day. The prom people, prom people came back, and then for some reason they got in a fight over something stupid, and then Kyle jumped in and tried to like help his brother with this Jackson guy, and then his brother was like, get out of the way, Kyle, and Kyle goes, stop ignoring me, and he runs out of the house. And somehow gets the keys to Ty's car and gets in the car.
What?
Jackson's sister jumps in the car, apparently. And we don't know any of this till the next season, because you know they live in cliffhanger.
Exactly.
So, and then, like, they wrecked the car.
Well, of course they did.
But how did he get the keys? Oh, they didn't explain it. They explained it because they were like, how did he get the keys? And Ty was like, I put them in the visor.
Oh, God.
Like, why would you put them in the visor?
Why would anybody?
It's 2023.
I've never met a person who's done that.
It's 2023.
In my life, I have never met a person who's done that.
Right? So, this show's stupid.
But we just spent 15 minutes talking about it, basically.
I think I was like, I do like that they have margarita nights.
That would be fun.
They have a margarita night every week. And I'm like, okay, that I could get behind.
Can we do a margarita movie night?
Sure.
Okay.
We can watch
Sweet Magnolias.
And no, not Sweet Magnolias. What the fuck is the movie called? It is Magnolias.
Steel
Magnolias. Are you getting them Magnolias out of my tree?
It's literally your movie, and you can't think of the name. Like, it's not your
because
movie.
We said Sweet and Steel are pretty similar.
But it's the fact that, like, I'm sitting here like waiting for you to come with a name, and you're the one who's told me to watch it so many times, and you couldn't think of it.
Bite me. So, you guys, today, after all of that, we're gonna do a quick little smasher pass, because we know the Grey's Anatomy is going into its 20th season,
mm-hmm.
And we want to do a smasher pass of season one cast plus one or two, and the season 19/season 20 cast.
Yeah,
even though I thought it was gonna premiere soon, but I found out because of the writer's strike. Obviously, its premiere has been pushed to spring, but I was like, 20 years, why not? I'll forget about this next year, so let's do it now. And then we're going to review
The Other Black Girl.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into this. Explain the parameters of the smasher pass.
It's just like, would you smash this person or would you pass on this person?
Okay, but again.
And a quick why.
Okay, we are giving the reason why. Okay, fair enough. That's, yeah, I was wondering.
You can.
Okay.
So, season one.
Yes.
Will consist of, and we'll go through each one, but it will consist of Meredith, Dr. Bailey, Dr. Shepherd, Alex, Christina,
Weber.
Dr. Weber.
Izzy. And 007, which his name is George O'Malley.
George, Dr. Burke.
Is Burke in that one?
Yep, Isaiah Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll add... We will add Dr.
Mark Sloan.
Yeah, Dr. Sloan. We'll add Dr. Sloan just because he doesn't come in on season two.
So let me ask, and then the other honorable mention that I thought, Addison.
No.
Okay.
We're not adding her. Are you going to smash her?
No. Yeah.
So we need to add her.
I mean, maybe. Like, I don't know.
So let's start with Dr. Meredith Grey. And we're talking about the characters.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Meredith Grey, smash or pass?
Smash.
Pass. Do you remember her from season one?
Yeah, she...
She was so wayfish.
She loved some tequila.
She was wayfish.
So?
No. That's a pass.
Smash.
Okay. Dr. Right. Bailey, I'm going to say pass.
Pass.
Okay.
I don't like the demanding. It was the personality. Like, I feel like she'd be the one who'd be critiquing your style.
She was very mean in season one. I do get
like, that. If you're not just doing it the right way, she'd be like, look, more hips, more. Like, just something would be thrown in there. Yeah.
Dr. Shepherd.
I want you just to cuddle.
Smash. I mean, okay. So Dr. Shepherd is gonna make love to me.
Yeah, it's going to be very like slow.
It's going to be very consensual. Yeah. It's going to be very clean.
But I want to cuddle after. I want to be the little spoon.
Like, I don't want to say clean, but it's not going to be like, it's not going to be out of the ordinary. You know, it's going to be.
You're not going to be covered in like wax and honey afterwards.
It's going to be nice.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why I went straight to wax and honey, but sure.
It's gonna be like, remember that thing that skit I told you about, that comedian Michael Hamer, where they were like vacation dick, boyfriend dick.
Oh yes, you sent it to me.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Shepard is a boyfriend dick.
Oh, 100% sure.
Like, is it special? No, but does it get the job done? Yeah. Do I enjoy it? Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Next, Alex Karev. Pass.
Well, first season pass.
But like, he's got some aggression.
Too much of a dick.
But that could turn into some good love making.
But here's my question though. For you, are you catching and receiving?
I don't know. It's just gonna be
if he's sex, aggressive.
It's just sex. It's just whatever happens in the bedroom happens. Okay. I'm gonna say smash.
I'm passing on it.
I would do it.
Too much of an asshole.
I just want to see what's behind it. Like, he was obviously getting it with us for a reason. He was sleeping with everybody in the hospital season one. Everybody was on Alex Rev's dick.
Yeah.
For a reason. He's probably dick. It's probably big too. He's got big dick energy, and it's annoying. And then you pull his pants down, and you're like, fuck, of course you've got a big dick. You know? Of course you do. So yeah. Next. Christina?
Yeah.
Smash. Smash. You know that shit's good.
You know it, but do I want it?
Yes, you do. You want it.
Again, she gives me the Miranda Bailey, like the pretentious teach you it has to be the perfect kind of way she wants it.
I think when she lets loose, it's good.
But she doesn't ever let loose.
I think that she does. You gotta think she was sleeping with Burke.
Okay, but that was just for the drama and the tea. Like,
but she let loose. That was her. I think. Yeah. I smashed.
Smash.
That. I smash. Yeah.
Smash.
Weber.
Pass. I have to pass
on Weber.
I don't want to break a hip.
Yeah. True. Next.
Izzy. Pass.
She's too whiny. Like, ow, my hair. Shut up.
It would have to be like missionary only.
Exactly. George O'Malley. I don't know if I can. I can't.
He's too innocent.
I know. I kind of want to smash him though.
Like, everybody here is like, smash, pass, 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 smash. It's like, there's like barely any. I'm passing.
He's the one that I'm like, but like, I feel like George needs it. Like, he needs that pick me up. Like, he needs that confidence.
Well, it's his character.
I know.
His character is, I love
him. But what if he's really good?
He's the unrequited. Well, he pulls Torres. Look at Torres as a. Ooh, I'd smash Torres.
That's later. I'm talking about George O'Malley season one.
I know. But but the fact that he becomes that means he's that like innately.
I guess I'll pass.
I mean, I'm passing. It's too innocent. He's too innocent. It's okay. Like a little kid.
Okay. Dr. Burke. If I'm thinking back to Dr. Burke season one, he gives me Bailey vibes, where he really is very like specific. But
well, he's the cardiac surgeon.
But that man, I feel like we saw him shirtless and he was stacked.
I'm passing.
I don't know. I'll pass. I think I'm gonna pass.
All right, finally, Dr. Mark Sloan.
Oh, you know that's a smash.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, what about you?
Well, yeah, smash.
Yeah, you can let him take control.
That I don't know because you
look at that man.
But then I go to his character in. What's Euphoria?
Euphoria?
I don't know if I could do that. Mm-mm.
He's got vacation dick.
No, sir.
In Euphoria, he does. No, I would definitely like smash in the hospital parking lot, in the on-call room.
Well, like I said,
on the nurse's desk, smash, in reception.
Smash. Smash.
I mean, on a stretcher.
He would put you on a stretcher.
In the emergency room. On top of that biohazard needle bin, like, just do it.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Like, I don't give a shit.
You're just going in.
Yes, we are. So, season one.
There was, like, maybe, like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4?
I can't believe I smashed Karev. But 4 I'm gonna do for it me. For the story. What did I say? I said Shepard, Karev, Yang.
You said George.
No, I said pass.
No, you said you feel like he needs it.
But I said ultimately I think I would pass. Mm. Or did I? I don't remember.
I thought you said smash.
I thought I said pass. Well, I don't know.
And then pass and then smash.
And then smash. So yeah, that's a good half.
Poor Burke. He can't get it.
I mean, he probably could. Okay, so now season 20.
This is where I don't know any of these people.
Me either. But we could start with people who came in later who are still in the season, which we would start with.
Who?
Kevin McKidd.
Where? What? Oh. I never pulled it up. The tab. That's the tab I'm on.
The other tab.
Grey's Anatomy first season.
Kevin McKidd.
Is he in here?
On the very far right. Yes.
Okay.
First row, very far right. Who plays Owen.
Yeah.
He is in this season. Smash the pass.
Are we doing American accent Owen or like
where he accent? I think his accent is American in the show, isn't it?
Yeah, but he occasionally like messes up and you'll get a little bit of the Irish or whatever Scottish he is.
His character, Owen. If his character Owen is supposed to be American, then that's it.
If we're going based off like where he is in like season 20 after he's a broken man and Chang leaves him and all that, or Yang leaves him, I couldn't. I would feel bad for him.
Chang left him like 15 years ago.
And he's still hurting.
You know what? I still smash it. Give me that ginger love.
Okay.
I would have smashed it when he came on the show. I would have smashed it when he was on Percy as Owen, Dr. Owen, even though I know he wasn't Dr. Owen.
Yeah.
I would smash this man all day, every day.
Okay.
Pretty pleased. And then I know Kim Raver is in this season who plays, I want to say Teddy.
Yeah.
I remember her from 24 Days. Well, Kim Raver. But if I remember,
I don't know her character.
I don't either. So we're going to talk about based off looks.
I think she's based off of what Emily's telling me, she's a little high strung.
Pass. I don't do high strung.
Okay.
And then the other one off this one would be Amelia Shepherd. Is that her?
This one? What's her name? Smash.
Katarina?
Smash 100% smash.
Amelia Shepherd?
Yes.
She seems whiny.
She's the sister of Patrick.
And does she have mental health issues?
Maybe.
No thanks. I'll pass.
I don't know if she does, but no, I would. Oh, but like she's, I think, a neurosurgeon just like him. She's super intelligent, but I feel like she'd be a little bit more adventurous than Derek.
So now we can go to the newbies,
which I don't think are on this list.
Yeah, they're on the other one.
Yeah, but I don't have their names.
I can get you their names.
Oh, okay. So let me go back to the picture here.
So we have Nick Terhoe. I don't know who he plays. But just based off of him, this is where we have to get into the actors.
Yeah.
Just based off looks. Total smash.
Yeah, I would.
I saw him in a gay movie.
See, I would, I don't know.
But yeah, that is, oh yeah, totally smash.
Okay.
Next to him is Adelaide Kane.
Pass.
Do you know, I remember Adelaide Kane from Rain. Do you guys remember the show Rain? CW.
I watched like two episodes.
Where like it was four seasons and then like three seasons of it was three and a half seasons were amazingly historically inaccurate. And then they tried to like make the last four episodes of season four.
You've made this comment so many times.
They're like, oh wait, look, let's pivot to actually being historically accurate out of nowhere. It made no sense.
She's too Kardashian for me in this picture. Based off of like the fake lips, the obviously like looks
fake.
Like the filler in the lips.
She doesn't have filler.
You're telling me that's natural?
Yeah, it's natural. She was pouty mouth in fucking Rain 10 years ago.
And you don't think she had filler 10 years ago?
Leave this bitch alone. We ain't talking about all that. Would you smash her pads? They based off what her shit looked like. Like, would you calm down?
You just said we have to go based off of the looks of the actor.
Look, that's not what I meant. So I don't understand why you're trying to bring up all this bullshit. Like, I need you to understand. Stop trying to pick her apart like that. Like, would you smash it? Would you pass?
I just said pass.
All right.
Okay.
You gotta drag the bitch through the mud.
You asked me, you said.
You gotta drag her, though.
You told me in the beginning I could give a why.
You ain't gotta drag her, though. You could say, I think that her features look unnatural. Cool. That's
fine. I said she's too Kardashian for me.
And then you tried to go elaborate.
Well, people may not understand what I mean by Kardashian.
Whatever. You mean.
You petty.
Harold Shum Jr.
Pass.
In this photo, no.
Pass.
Like, his photo's a no, but I know what Harold Shum Jr. looks like normally.
Is that the guy from Glee?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Glee Harold Shum.
Yeah. And Crazy Rich Asians Harold Shum.
Like, this haircut in this photo,
this he, looks like, a, he 12.
Looks like a boy. He looks like a boy, yes.
He's 12.
He looks like a child.
Which, they're interns. They're supposed to look young.
I mean, that's fine, but, like, I'm looking at some of these other photos, and this man, I'm going to have to, you know what we're going to have to do? I'm going to have to get his hair wet, slick it back, and then we can smash.
But based off of the look here and just the character's appearance, pass.
When we get it, when we slick his hair back, it's going to be a smash. I'm going to fix that hair before we go. And then she is, let me see, what was her name? Xing Xiao. That was racist. Sorry.
Wow.
I think it was. I think it was.
Just wow.
I think it was her name.
It's rude.
It's like Miyata.
Miyata?
It's Mika Yasuda. So I was close.
Did you get Miyata?
Because it was Mika. Mika Miyata. It's kind of the same. She plays Midori Francis, apparently.
Smash.
I can't see her face.
Sorry. Smash.
You know who she looks like from here? She looks like Ming-Na Wen from here.
Oh, see, up close, I'm getting a little, who is the girl in, who's like the new Arrow? Haley Steinfeld?
I don't know. Oh, Haley Steinfeld?
Yes, a little. Like a little bit of that same like personality kind of vibe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, we have Simone Griffith, I guess, who plays Alexis Floyd.
I'm only seeing, okay.
I'm going to say pass.
I need to see like a whole like, that's smash.
I'm going to say pass.
See, that's a totally different look with her hair pulled back.
Who, Adelaide Kane?
Yeah.
Does she like, she got lip fill in that photo?
Oh, no, this, no, the girl, not Adelaide Kane, this one.
I don't know who that is from over here.
That is her.
Okay, good for her.
No, I still pass on her.
Okay.
And yes, well, she still does look like she has lip filler.
You guys, we did this activity for funsies. When was the last time we watched Grey's Anatomy? Season 7.
When was the plane crash?
It was like season 3 or 4. Right?
That would be my last time.
Might have been 5.
I watched the one after.
I stopped when Shepard died. Spoiler alert.
I watched the one after where he was like pushing his limits with this, like speeding into work, trying to like get that daredevil.
Who?
Derek. He was wanting like live again. He was like, oh, I don't feel alive, blah, 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 blah. For some reason, it kept speeding and getting pulled over going into work.
I don't think he was doing that. That seems very out of character.
You just said
you're looking at me so incredulously. I don't understand the look you're giving.
Because you're questioning everything I'm doing today.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the tape.
Very hurt.
Go back to the tape.
Yeah. Oh.
Listen to it.
Oh, buddy.
You know what?
Buddy.
Just go ahead. Yep. Go on. Keep going. We'll see how this ends.
Bit shit, isn't it? It's a bit shit, isn't it? Quote of the day.
Yeah.
You know, you guys stay tuned for this week's review.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to like do this, and it's not just the Jeremy show today. We're reviewing the Other Black Girl Hulu original, Onyx Collective original. Would you like to play the synopsis game?
I don't know. Am I allowed?
You apparently make the rules.
No, you've been silencing black voices for a real long time. I know I've said this on a couple of episodes before. But you always do it at this point. Like, you always at this point want to be like, can I speak? And I'm like, look, could black people speak back in the 1800s? Could we?
How is that relevant?
Could we?
How is that relevant?
That was barely 200 years ago. Not even.
How is that relevant to the conversation today?
Not even 200 years ago. Not even.
Not even relevant.
Not even. I don't know this one, honestly. I don't. Okay, so we can. So. So there's a girl, and then she like makes friends with another black girl at work, and some weird things start happening where the main girl starts seeing visions of a previous black girl who was also there and ends up in a Stepford Wifey situation, but only with black people.
No. An African-American editorial assistant works at a white
You gotta start over. You really went off. You shot out a kid at 80 miles an hour. I need you to slow it down, baby.
Can I not talk the way I want to talk? You gotta control how I speak?
Because you have to be understood.
Really? You're not gonna let me do what I want to do?
You have to be understood.
Are you silencing me?
You have to be understood. It's not silence if I said, "Hey, baby, start over, honey, start over."
I'm gonna give
with
this,
the with the audience in mind.
I'm gonna give you this one
with the audience in mind.
I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt here.
Start over.
An African American editorial assistant works at a white New York City publishing firm. When a black coworker arrives, she gets excited. But is the new girl a friend or foe?
Okay, that makes more sense.
It's a much more accurate description of the show.
I think that I think
what, but a separate thing is true.
I think my description gives away a little bit of my confusion.
The Stepford-y thing is spot on.
But I think that's why, because I think that I wasn't very, I think I missed a little bit. But we can go through the cast.
Okay. So our main character, who is played by Sinclair Daniel.
I'm about to say, how many black names you gonna mispronounce?
Sinclair Daniel.
What was that one name? I brought up twice before. What was that one name? Was it
Darnell?
No. It was like Terrence or what was the name? You were like, it was like, oh my god, it's gonna bug me. It was a name, and I was like, that's not how you say it. Shout it out, bitch. I don't know what it was. Sorry.
Sinclair.
Oh, Sinclair Daniel plays
Nell Rogers. Who is the main editor, the girl we follow throughout the whole story.
Yeah. She's working at a publishing company. You know, she's kind of an assistant, you know.
Yes, one of the main editors.
Getting the coffees and the donuts and running the errands.
But she is reading the books and giving her little tidbits and 2 cents in.
Right.
So she's not like a nobody.
Yeah, but she's trying to up and come. You know, she's trying to level up.
The reasons I think she's at this, I think they do say this outright. The reason she's at this firm is because of Burning Heart. Her favorite book, which was edited and published by this firm.
Yep. And they had, I would say it was in the 70s, they had a black, I guess, senior editor.
Yes, one singular black editor out of the entire company.
Who was a huge piece of getting that book published.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Nella is our main bitch.
Yes. And then her other black girl, the co-worker, played by Ashley Murray, is Hazel Mae McCall.
Yeah, Hazel Mae McCall. So Hazel comes in and is like, "Hey girl, I'm glad to see another one of us here. Ain't you?"
Well, because so you find out later that the person that Nella is an assistant to, her kind of rival in the company, gets Hazel as her assistant.
Right.
So they're put together like literally desk to desk. Yeah. So because that's where the offices are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But Hazel is kind of like our, not really the main character, but she is kind of our
counterpart to
not really even a counterpart. I don't want to say she's the villain either, but I guess she kind of is in a way.
We don't know. There's parts where she's kind of the villain, and there's parts where she's really like the Nella.
Is she friend or foe?
Exactly.
We don't know. Do you know?
I mean, I watched the show, so I kind of think I know.
I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah,
but right off the bat,
no idea.
Nope.
So then we have Nella's, I guess, boyfriend and best friend are the two next characters. We'll go with a best friend first, who is played by Brittany Adebamola.
Yeah, I know that one. Adebamola?
You're going to Mola? A strong O? Okay.
Adebamola? I don't know. That was a hard one.
Who plays Malika?
Malika. It's Malika.
Okay.
Yep.
And she is, I mean, she's the strong, proud, powerful black woman, about like, she's a stylist. She does eyebrows.
She to me, if I could step in and say this, because
go ahead.
I know you're dancing around saying this because you don't want to say this because you're a white person, and I fully expect that. If you think of like stereotypical like black girl, Malika is stereotypical black girl. Like, she's loud, she's obnoxious, she's funny. She's like, "Bitch, what? Bitch, no, nope. What? She's all those stereotypes wrapped into one kind of really funny package.
The one that solidified that for me is later on when they bring in the Stepford, like what causes the Stepford thing. Mm-hmm. And she comes, she goes, talking to Nella, "Girl, you are on a hair journey."
Yeah.
And I was like, I would. Okay.
Yeah, so Malika's like the truth spitting, like,
yeah,
Malika's that black girl who's in
everything's a conspiracy theory
in the horror movie. Like,
yep,
y'all hear that sound? Let's leave. And everybody's like, "Let's go see what else." She's like, "No, bitch, no." And
you know what?
No.
To figure out where it is, we'll split up. bitch, no. No,
I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, she's that one. She, you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
She's my Brenda.
Oh my, she is Brenda.
She is Brenda. And if you don't know who Brenda is, I ask people to say the name Brenda, and you should know who Brenda is. So if you don't know,
ooh, y'all can don't ask. Don't split the poll, girl. Know, that's very, very bad luck.
Don't split the poll now.
We did solidify. Yes.
We found
don't
out.
Split the poll
we
now.
Found out.
Yes.
Then we have
Nella's boyfriend, Nella, Owen.
Yeah.
Who's played by Hunter Parrish.
Who, you know, it's a white boyfriend.
Which, but I honestly,
the shit out of Hunter Parrish.
I have to say, was completely shocked that I didn't. I would not expect that.
I don't think so. I don't think I was shocked. I wasn't shocked at all, to be fair.
Okay.
But Owen is just like, you know, he's just. He's there. He's the white boyfriend. He's very supportive of his black girlfriend.
He's an elementary school teacher. He has to kind of like keep an open mind, but he's also very, he has whitewash and everything. Like, we can call the cops. You can't, like, he is like, no matter what, there's always someone there to help you.
Through his lens of white privilege, I would say.
Yeah.
But give me the privilege. Give me the white privilege, Hunter Parrish. I thought he was cute since he was on Weeds, y'all. As Silas Botwin,
Do you want to go through the two like big editors, like Vera and Maisie? I don't know.
I think we can go to Bellamy Young, who plays Vera. Mm-hmm.
Vera. Okay. She is Nella's boss, technically.
Correct. And we know Bellamy Young from Scandal.
Yeah, exactly.
We know her. And she's neurotic and bossy and a little bitchy and, you know, like what people are when they get in those roles of power.
Yep.
And then I think the next, if I'm being fair, I think there's really only two other characters that we will really mention.
Okay.
The next being Eric McCormack, who we all know.
Yes.
From Will and Grace. Spain,
exactly.
Who plays Richard Wagner.
The CEO and founder of Wagner Publishing.
Go ahead. And then I believe the next person would be Garcelle Beauvais.
Yeah.
Who plays Diana Gordon. Garcelle was actually in... she was actually in that show, Survival of the Thickest.
She yes, was Michelle Buteau's, I always like, forget she's in
main client.
Yeah.
And if you want to go way, way, way back, because I think I said this on that episode too, Garcelle was also in Coming to America. I believe she was one of the Flower Girls.
No, she wasn't.
If I am correct.
That would not surprise me.
I believe she was, which means she didn't have any lines, but she was one of the Flower Girls.
All right, let's go back to like
the Rose Bearers, if I'm correct. Yep.
Coming to America, Rose Bear.
She was a Rose Bear.
I'm going to give an honorable mention just because there is kind of like a duo when we get into the description of everything. So Diana Gordon, the character she plays, is the author of Burning Heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Casey Maddox plays Kinder Ray Phillips, who is the editor of Burning Heart, is like the mm-hmm. other big one that and reason that Nella works here.
And Diana's best friend.
Exactly. So just to mention her because of how she plays a role in the story later on.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
Going through the story, it's like I watching the first couple episodes, what was your initial thought? I know what my initial thought was.
I thought
like what were your initial thought like at first episode, your initial thought of what this show was gonna be.
So
does that question make sense?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so when you described this to me originally, when we were talking about watching, before I started watching, you described it as dark humor.
But that was without me knowing anything about
exactly.
It.
So then I started watching Emily, and I was like, oh, it's just dark humor. It's not supposed to be scary. Then they started kind of having that first like read-in where the girl's mm-hmm. on the subway, and mm-hmm. then like her kind of jumping out and screaming. And we were like, okay, maybe it's a little scary. Maybe got a little horror to it. But it's much more dark than I thought it was going to be. But I thought, based off of what was here, the other black girl, mm-hmm. it was going to be more or less Hazel wanting to take over Nella's life.
Okay.
Is how I took it. Because you had that girl who was stalking her a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a good look at her to begin with. So I thought that may have been Hazel who came in later, like in the first episode only.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, she's trying to take this girl's life. Like, she's stalking her. She's like figuring everything out about her. She wants to take her place.
I agree, because my first thought was, I'm basically going to wrap everything you just said into four words.
Yes.
Supernatural single white female.
Yes.
Do you know what single white female is?
No.
Then why did you say yes?
Because the words made sense.
Why would you agree if you didn't know what it was?
Tell me more, Jeremy.
Single White Female was a movie back in the early 90s. Okay. And it had, I want to say, Ally Sheedy and Bridget Fonda. Yes. And it was a movie about, so Bridget Fonda, I'm going way off the rails. So Bridget Fonda, was it Bridget Fonda and Ally Sheedy?
I'm getting down there.
No, it was Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
So it was Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh. So Bridget Fonda puts in an ad in a paper, single white female looking for roommate. And Jennifer Jason Leigh's character comes up and ends up, what?
The character's name, Exotic Applicant.
Exotic Applicant. So she's like, ooh, I want to be your roommate. And she lets her in. And then what basically happens is, she finds out that the roommate basically used to have a twin, and she went and got her hair cut like Bridget Fonda's character. God. She started wearing some of her clothes as well.
Weird.
And then she started trying to flirt with Bridget Fonda's boyfriend. And then when Bridget Fonda's boyfriend was like, no, thank you, she killed him with her stiletto heel. And then she like...
What is this movie? Why were the 80s all like
so
out
there?
So
she tried to take over. So she basically was like, she was trying to like assume her life or make her like her twin.
Yeah.
And that's what I immediately thought of Single White Female. It's not a great movie, but it's a good movie.
I can't think of the movie, but there's one where it's this high powered attorney and his new assistant.
The firm.
I guess maybe. Like falls in love with him and like tries to like seduce him.
Disclosure.
I don't know. I'll look it up later.
Who's in it?
Who is the blonde judge on Masked Singer, McCarthy?
It's the movie with Jenny McCarthy in it.
Yeah.
That's not going to be what I know of because she's not a good actress.
Okay.
So.
But the whole thing is she tries to seduce the guy who's married. And like when he returns her away, like he tries to like assume the position for his like what his wife is and take over her life. And be married to this
guy.
That sounds
like some Lifetime bullshit. That sounds like a really janky Fatal Attraction. That's what that sounds like.
It's similar. But that's what I... But yes, I... My whole thought was Hazel wants to be Nella.
Got it. So, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Single White Female. Figure it out. Watch it.
Never gonna find it.
You should. I mean, it's intriguing. She kills him with a stiletto. Like, through his eye.
So, are you gonna say the movie was a good movie?
I'm not saying that because I always say this through a lens of a gay man because every movie I think I do say this movie's amazing, but then I'm like through a gay lens it's amazing, but you have to remove the gay lens.
But then it's just a movie. That's not great.
I mean, but I didn't say it wasn't great. I'm just saying I remember this movie being great through my gay lens. However, I always say, but you know, figure out, I'm not gonna say it's great. I'm gonna say it's watchable.
I need to make you a sticker or like a stamp of approval that says through my gay lens. Like,
I mean, it's always through a gay lens. I would tell anybody, if somebody said, hey, would you watch Showgirls? I would say yes, thousands of times. They're like, so it's a good movie. I'm like, well, no.
No, it's a shit movie.
But through my gay lens.
But I watch it when it's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing, this movie. Especially if you watch it when it was on cable back in the day and they had the spray painted bras and the spray painted panties because they were always naked.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
But that's the vibe we were getting when we first started it. Like Nella was seeing like visions and people and faces.
Like
and
she was seeing
reflections.
So like in the show, there's a wall of all the editors, and like we said before, was Kendra Ray, the only black editor in the entire history of the firm. She starts seeing her in random places, like in the reflection of a computer screen, in the reflection of the elevator.
I just say reflections.
But like that's who she sees. Like she's.
When will my reflection show who I am inside?
But we do find out later on that
dance break.
But we find out later on that
reflection, reflection, reflection. Dude, robot with me. Dude, robot with me. Oh, I don't know what this God. Is. This is just me. This is me making a box.
I don't know what you are doing. You're on another level today.
Levels, 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 levels. Levels.
But no, so Nella, we find early on that Nella messes up in the company, and she tries to kind of make up for it by offering her boss a good idea
with a surprise cameo of Kevin from The Office. By the way,
yes.
Can we speak on True. Him? He pops up. He's one of the famous. He's one of their best.
He is the best-selling author they have currently.
Right. Correct.
But she kind of insults him and to make up for it.
So we could speak on, we won't go deep, but she reads, he's got a new book coming out.
About the opioid
crisis.
And
one of the characters is a black character. And she, you know, instead of following along and saying, hey, so, you know, this book is great, Hazel advises her to speak her mind.
Well, I'll put it this way. Where you said
Malika,
thank you, was like the stereotypical black person. No. The character in his book was the overly stereotypical. Everybody's a baby daddy, doesn't know who the dad is. Like,
right. So so Nella wanted to say something, but Hazel's like, you should. And then when Nella brings it up in front of her boss, Vera, in front of the author, in front of multiple people in the office, I'm going to say, right?
At a party.
At the
launch party.
Yeah, right. She is kind of, in a way, blacklisted, and Hazel kind of like doesn't back her up.
Exactly.
So that's where we start getting some of that. Wait, is Hazel fucked? Like, so that's where that.
Well, because she has said, I'll back you when we need to, and then she doesn't.
Right. But she also kind of like prompts Nella to say what's on her mind in that same conversation.
Yes.
So that's where she kind of gets in the hot water and starts like, you know, really start questioning her sanity of like, is Hazel good? Is Hazel bad? Is she not? Like, that's where that starts coming from. And, this is where we start, like, Malika gets involved, and she's like, well, obviously don't trust this bitch. Like, why?
Well, and that's where, and then so Nella, to kind of fix the things that are going on at work, she offers the idea to re-release Burning Heart and bring in Kendra Ray and Diana Gordon again to do like a new foreword or kind of work on it.
Right, because it's like an anniversary, and it could be like a really good thing. So this is where Diana Gordon comes to the picture, and we really start seeing the plot start to unravel a little bit.
And this is where Richard Wagner references that Kendra took her life and is dead. So when we start seeing like, oh, she's seeing her, and that's why we think maybe she's a ghost.
Yeah, so that's where more of the supernatural elements come in.
Yeah.
I think as the show progresses, I think the supernatural elements tend to not really die down, but they kind of like switch a little bit.
Yeah.
Into something kind of unexpected. Yeah, something kind of unexpected.
The lights flickering thing I never understood.
Well, it's a trope they do in everything that's horror.
But the whole like it would happen when they got close to certain doors, but not always. Like, it would happen at certain points, but they never really overlapped.
You know what we didn't think about?
What?
Maybe that building just has electricity issues.
True. But hey, look, Diana Gordon's apartment had lights flickering when she got close to that door. Call. And I was like, Diana's apartment should not have power issues.
Yep.
And there was no hair gel around.
Because that bitch got money. How does she got money from this one book? I mean, it's a book. Whatever, it's fine.
Maybe they never said it was one book. They said it was her best-selling book.
Good call. So yeah, so we really are spending a lot of this show really trying to understand, you know, what's really happening. Mm-hmm. So Nella at some point tries to merge her two lives. She's like, look, this is the only little black girl at work. I kind of want her to meet my best friend, everything like that. So they do, you know, all come together and try to like meet. Malika is fully Brenda through the whole thing about, like, you know, the whole Hazel
hair
thing.
Bristled Owen up in defense,
very
instantly.
Supportive and very much like, well maybe this, maybe not, you know, who knows, kind of thing. So it really is like a lot of questioning, and this definitely does go, you know, very deep as far as like it went a little deeper than I thought it would go when it comes to like black women. And I think that's where I kind of missed a little bit for me. I mean, I understood like Hazel's kind of speech at the end. I kind of fully understood. Like, I'm not gonna give it away, but this kind of speech she had with Nella toward the very end. I was like, I fully get what she is saying. I fully understand where Hazel is coming from and why someone would choose to.
Numb the pain.
To be involved in the craziness that's going on. As a black individual, I was like, no, fully understand that. Fully fucking get it.
And the point where we kind of see what's going on is, so Hazel invites Nella over for a hair party where she kind of gets together with friends. And her friends, you find out, are like, oh, this really powerful teacher, this person who's applying at a really high financial firm, like these really like well-placed people.
Right. And you just don't like, and you just know something's a little off about it.
Yeah. They all kind of like have the same, like,
that's really it.
Like, cause like one of them used to be Malika's girlfriend who was like super crazy. Like, that's what they, that's all I was saying. Like, she was like off the hinge crazy. And then she's like now applying for a super high profile financial job. Like,
yeah, but that's a big twist. I didn't want to bring it up.
That doesn't ruin anything.
Doesn't it?
It how you hear her name mentioned for 3 seconds in the show before this.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. No, like that's it. But so you see something's off because they know one of the people who are there and they're acting weird and not like themselves.
Well, you don't know if they're acting like themselves at all because they don't know them.
Well, okay, for that one person, for instance, like that one person, they're like, this is really weird for her. There's no way she went from this 6 months ago to where she is now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But that is part of like the weird thing of trying to figure out what this show really was and what it was about.
Yeah.
And what it was really trying. And I think at the end I got what it was trying to say. For the most part.
Yeah.
I think I did.
It's a strong message. I appreciate that they brought this message forward in a show.
I don't even know if it's a message. I think it's just like, I think it's kind of like, to me, I think it's kind of like the black version of the stupid Barbie speech where it was like, you have to be a woman, but you can't be too aggressive or this, yeah. Or you can't be too nice because of this. It's kind of like, I think for me, it's kind of like black women through that lens of like, kind of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation.
Yeah, I get that.
But watching this show, if I had to say there was someone that I really, 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 really enjoyed,
mm-hmm.
It would have to be Brittany Adebamola as Malaika because I just related to her the most. I know I think she was kind of like the most stereotypical, but this bitch was like, no, bitch, this is bad. This is bad news. Don't go up there. Don't go over there. Don't talk to her.
She really was like the only really comedic part. There was a couple, but like she was
the comedy.
She was the comedy. I always enjoyed seeing her on screen. She sold the mentality of like, cool. Like conspiracy theory, like 100% like believed it.
I want to be Malika's friend.
Oh, she'd be blast.
Right or die.
The fact that she took Owen to go get a fade from some dude he's never gotten a haircut from.
So this is my boyfriend's getting a fade. I was like, please. Give him a fade.
Can I ask you a question? This is a random, just like, why was the lighting in the restroom at the firm so dark in the bathroom?
I don't know. I might have set this on. I'm not a best boy.
Why would you not have? Like, it's just weird to me. I was like,
I'm out of grip.
This is a very dark room.
I'm not a production set person.
Fair enough. But no, I completely agree. Yeah, she was the best part of this.
So let's slide into
your DMs.
If you'd like to, okay. Sure.
Cool.
Probably won't answer. I'm bad at it.
Dang. You know I'm going to answer my DMs.
Unless you give me a nipple pic. She got like a chest, like a pecs.
But watch or not.
If you slide in with those, that's like a nice set, like with the sprinkling of hair, like that would be perfect.
But we really took a detour.
Have to be like a sprinkling of hair. Like if you like. I mean, it doesn't have to be like super muscular either. Like you just have to like just be nice. Like just like a nice set. Like it's like I don't want to be booby like, but like they can be if it matches your body type. You know, just like or you could just slide in. I could just rate your like rate your pecs. Like I like it's like I just want like I don't want like muscular pecs like all the time. Like it's not something that I just think it's going to be like I have to have that. But if you're gonna slide in with a pec picture, I think that it has to be like, you know, like nice. You know?
Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that.
And they're flooding it. I'm kidding, they're not. You know, like I was it's perfect. Like I think Henry Cavill's are pretty good. I think that guy Nathan, who's from Australia, and his are pretty good.
Oh, yes, on Instagram.
I mean, but you know, pecs are pecs. Like you just try to shoot your shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky said that.
So would you watch the show or not?
I really want to say yes. Because Rashida Jones was also involved in it and involved in writing it. And I think I want to say yes. Like, I think I liked a lot of the acting. I liked a lot of the people in it. I loved a lot of people in it. And obviously with this being like 80% black cast, I want to say that I loved it a lot. But I think I kind of evidenced this earlier when I was trying to explain what the show was about. It's very difficult to do. And I think it was just, I think I needed more. I think I needed more answers, ultimately. So I'm going to... I'm going to say no, but if there's a season two, then I, because I was, I will tell you, I think the best episode was episode 10.
Yes.
And, but to me, that shouldn't be it. Episode 10 made me want to see what's going on with, episode, with season two. Episode, so I'm going to say no.
The last two episodes solidified the show for me.
And I don't even think, I don't even think it gave me like exactly what, I still walked away like, I wish there was still, I wish there was more clarity to what really was happening. There wasn't enough clarity to me. So, but it made me interested to want to see season two, but I'm going to say right now, no, I'm going to say not to watch.
Okay.
Surprisingly, because y'all know I watch anything. I watch Sweet Fucking Magnolias, for God's sakes. Bless your heart, and ooh, Jesus, and oh my Lord.
I'm gonna agree with you. I got through it relatively quick, and it was an easy enough watch. And but again, not really understanding what was going on until about episode 9 out of 10.
And you still don't.
You still don't like you get where everything is currently, mm-hmm. but you don't have any backstory. You don't understand how this happened or why this started happening. In my mind,
keep going.
So it, yes, like, and that's what I mean. Like the last two solidified. Like watching a series where you don't have anything answered until maybe 45 minutes before it's over. Yeah, I mean, I get keeping it kind of up in the air and make you want to keep reading the book, because I think this is based off a book as well, keeps you enticed in there. But based off the ending too, I don't know if I even want to watch season two if it comes out. So I'm going to say no.
I'll tell you the secondary bay of the week.
Yeah.
Whatever Weave Nella had in episode 10. That I was like...
Was not expecting. Girl,
that weave, that outfit, those pants, those heels, those earrings, those bracelets, like that full manicure. I was like, Nella, with this weave or wig or hair. Maybe they straightened it. Maybe she went natural. Maybe she they straightened her
hair. The fact that she literally comes in and says, like, I've been wearing it for a week. I'm like, how did you go from what you had the whole show to this in a week?
She rocking fro the whole show. And a beautiful fro with that. But when I tell you she came in that in episode 10 with that hair, I was like, girl, watch for the hair. And that outfit. That outfit was cute, too.
Outfit was good.
With the pants, with the rips. They went in rips. They was pants with the slit in the knee.
Yeah.
But it was like professional slit.
But did you realize
professional
that?
Professional slit.
And I mean, they made a point of like making it much more colorful than she normally wears. Making it much more like they did her up at the end.
I did love that outfit.
She made a statement.
I want that outfit.
Made a
statement. I would wear that shit. Heels and all. Give me the purse. I'll carry it.
Does she have a purse?
I don't know if she did, but I carry what if she had one, I carry it.
Purse first?
Yes, purse first. Did you watch? Did you start watching? Oh, you need to download.
Wow. I was going to do it after this.
No, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Well, I was going to download it on the TV out there.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Because RuPaul's Drag Race, you can't just start it.
Well, I can't download them out there.
Bit shit in it.
It's
a bit shit. Okay.
But I would say it's not a watch for this one.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, people. That's our show.
I felt the heat off your palm.
What?
You were so close to my forehead just then. I felt the heat from your palm.
I have hot hands. Oh my God, Little Giants. Have you seen Little Giants?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad for you.
Do you see?
Remember how they called the black kid? They called him hot hands. God, that movie's so good. Rick Moranis as the coach.
You love some Rick Moranis recently.
This just happened to come up.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I love that movie though.
Who's in it?
That's a really good movie.
Who's in it?
Rick Moranis, L. Green. It's got Tashina Arnold. It's got Tisha Campbell in it as well. So shut your mouth. Okay. All right, everybody. It was Rick Moranis, wasn't it?
I'm looking.
And at Ted Bundy. Sorry, Al Bundy, Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yup. And Devin Sawa, God, he was so cute back then. I had the biggest crush on Devin Sawa. What year did that come out? I want to make sure it was appropriate. Was my crush appropriate?
92?
Yeah, my crush was very appropriate because I was like, I was young enough to have a crush on
94.
Devin Sawa, yep, still appropriate. Yeah. God, that movie. Devin Sawa was so cute.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye. You've been listening to Watch or Not with Jay and MJ.
Interact and give us suggestions on what to watch at watchornotpodcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at watchornot_pod.
And don't forget about Instagram, you guys, at watchornotpod.
Don't forget you can support the pod by joining our Patreon at watchornot with Jay and MJ.
And subscribe and leave a review wherever you guys listen to podcasts. Talk to you soon.